This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the post-game show, joined in the booth by head coach Jim Berkman. Congrats on the win today, Coach.
Thank you.
We saw a game that started out pretty back and forth initially, but a game that your offense, defense, all aspects really caught up and played really well. What did you see out there today?
Well, I thought that, you know, the game looked like a little tiring. It really was at the beginning. I mean, we hit five pipes in the first 5 minutes of the game that, you know, were shots that we should have stuck. So, and they were really struggling to get the ball, you know, to the goal. So, you know, you got to bury those shots early, especially some of those good looks that we got, and we finally got one and got it going there. And but it seemed like every shot we took was hitting a crossbar, or a kid was coming up with a save there and hit seven saves in the first half.
When you see that in your offense, and it's almost uncharacteristic for any team to have that many shots go off the pipe or just have that many weird bounces, what does that kind of put in your offense's mindset, your players' mindsets? Just keep shooting?
Well, you got to keep shooting, but you don't have to kind of make it so perfect under the pipe. You know, the goalie wasn't a big kid to start with. He only was about 5'7", so, you know, 6 inches under the pipe is good. It doesn't have to be perfect, 1 or 2 inches. But the thing that scares you in a day like that is that, you know, you dominate the game, you come down, take the ball away from them, you come down and hit a pipe, they come down, you take it away from them, and then all of a sudden, man, they get a goal after five opportunities, and, you know, they really haven't done anything, and it really can change the momentum of the game. But thank God we were able to break the ice finally and get a couple, and then it started to open up for us.
Everything started to click. Your man-up unit did a pretty good job even towards the end of the game when we started seeing different pieces coming in. We talked about Nate Blondino coming back in and Carson Kalama starting to play better. When it comes to those man-up chances, which were tougher at times earlier in the season, how important is it to get all your pieces clicking?
Well, it's important to score on man up. You know, it just takes some pressure off the all even offense. And you know, the first unit tonight was they just played the first three quarters and they were 4 for 4. And then the second man up team was actually had the fifth goal, so we were 5 for 5. And then when we missed that one, that was actually a mismatch of kids that don't play man up that was in the game at the end, and we didn't want to put one of our units in.
Your team did a very good job causing a lot of turnovers. Marymount themselves caused some of their own turnovers. We saw at points in that game where their keeper just didn't feel comfortable passing, especially in the first half. What were you able to do defensively to
force that? Well, we rode them pretty well. You know, we were really trying to compress the middle of the field and match up with their kids, and they struggled to play in that tight space in the middle of the field as we did the other night against Wesley. It was a very similar situation. And, you know, I thought our attack did a good job of compressing the field, covering the middies until we could pass them on, and really makes it tough to play in that tight space unless you have really good sticks.
We saw some of players we don't necessarily see all that often, some of your more depth players getting a lot of playing time today. How important is it later on?
It's good to get
season?
Those guys a little reward for their efforts. You know, they're the guys that make you better in practice, the scout teams, the look teams, the guys you're competing against every day. You know, we got five goalies in the game today. We played all 48 players. You know, and it was good to see Kevin McDermott get a goal there, you know, off the bench in the fourth quarter. It was good to see Dan Long get a goal in the first half coming in. He's been playing real well practice and got in the first half and stuck a goal that was real nice to get him on the board. I think he's going to be a real good one for us down the road.
We don't very often see Newt Kraus running in the offensive end. As a coach, when you see one of your best defenders running into the offensive end, and we saw it a couple of times from a couple of different players, what goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, if he's doing it rightly and he's running down there, it should be some advantageous situation where it's a fast break, and, you know, that doesn't bother me. But sometimes Newt gets a little antsy just because he's near midfield, thinks he's got to run over. But both times today were good plays. One was a 4-on-3 and one was a 5-on-4. You know, he's got a great stick. He gets the ball in transition. You know, when it's an advantage, you got to go with it, regardless of who's running over the midfield line.
Christopher Newport is up on Wednesday. They played and beat Southern Virginia today. That should be a big game here at Seagull Stadium. What do you look for going into that game from today?
Well, you know, they got us down there last year. They played zone for 60 minutes. They beat us in overtime. We didn't shoot the ball real well. We hit a lot of pipes in that game. you know, it's going to be a battle. You know, they've had a couple quality wins on their schedule. They're sitting right there in the conference, you know, with only, I think, one loss to Frostburg. So Wednesday night is a very, very important game for the Seagulls. And, you know, that was the one dent in our regular season last year when they got us 9-8. That was our only regular season game that we lost last year.
Well, congrats again on the win, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Ry.